Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had a good weekend. It's Scott, back on Radio 1 on Monday afternoon. Hi, chaps.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
You alright?
Yes.
Today, What's Becky's Forte is back. We'll just try and find something that Becky is really, really excellent at. So far, we've worked out that you weren't the best at beatboxing.
No.
Or cheerleading. Even though JLS seemed to be impressed, but I think they were just being nice. Today, we find out if Becky's any good at interviewing a celebrity just after 4:30.
Oh, this should be all right, this one.
Yeah, apart from you don't know who it is. That's coming up at 4:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Martin from Nottingham.
Martin from Nottingham, what's going on?
Not much, just uni work, just trying to de-stress a little bit as well.
Fair play, how can I help?
I texted in a minute ago, wondering how is she going to interview the celebrity if she doesn't know who it is? Surely she'll be able to research the person and, you know, prep some questions.
No, I don't think that's necessary, Martin, I think you're wrong.
No.
It is. Need to do a good interview, I need to have some background research.
No. You can't just throw her in at the deep end.
Yeah, you can. If it's her forte, if she's a good celebrity interviewer, she'll be able to handle it.
What, any celebrity?
Yeah. If you're going to be an interviewer, you should be able to handle any situation and not worry about notes or...
Got to think on your feet in this job, man.
Exactly, yeah.
So if I brought any celebrity into you, Scott, you claim that you could just interview them?
You were bordering on the patronising there.
Was that?
Yeah. Just a little.
I would like to think so, yes. I would like to think so.
You've got to think on your feet in this game.
Love. Sorry. Martin, that won't be necessary, but thanks very much for your concern anyway.
No problem.
Love you.
Love you too. Radio 1 Podcasts.
What's Becky's forte? And now on Radio 1, it's time to find out if Becky's forte is being a celebrity interviewer.
She looks really nervous.
I'm shaking so much. I don't think it is my forte.
You haven't started yet.
I know. I just don't think it's my forte.
Do you think you're the new Oprah?
Maybe.
Blimey, Becky, you are shaking.
I know, I'm so shaking.
This person is nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's find out how you get on interviewing an actual star. We've made it a bit more tricky because we haven't told Becky who it is. So good luck with that. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some music for you and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so just do whatever they do on chat shows.
Okay. Hello and welcome to... What's my chat show called? Becky. Hello and welcome to Becky. I'm Becky and this is my chat show. And
you should do some kind of rubbish anecdote.
Oh, I haven't got a song about what's been in the news. They would love that, haven't they?
Yeah.
In the news, lots of news and celebrity gossip.
And now bring on your guests.
Right, let's crack on. And here on Becky...
Now you need to do I've got a story for you. Katie Price is not having a meltdown. I just found that on a website.
Okay, and in the news, I see Katie Price isn't having a meltdown. And now let's get on with the first guest. Here they are. Welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for coming on, Becky. You're the first ever guest. How does that make you feel?
Privileged. I can't wait to get started.
So, what have you been up to recently?
That sounds like a batch outline. No, I've not been up too much, thanks, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to going on holiday and having a nice break.
So who are you?
No, you can't say
that. You can't
ask
that.
Why? I can't.
You
have to try and get more clues.
Oh, okay. Are you from the world of sport?
Yes, I am. I'm from the world.
No, you're not supposed to do a guessing game. Interview him.
Oh, no, this is like we're playing a game at Christmas. I think around the family table.
Is it a book?
So, tell us about your latest book.
I've not bought out a book.
Tell us about your DVD.
I've not got a DVD now, neither. It's going well, this, isn't it?
It's going really well. What else can I ask him, Scott?
Do you need some, like, a sting?
Welcome back to Becky. Where I haven't found out anything about my guests so far. So how long have you been doing whatever you do?
I've been doing what I do since I was about 11 years old. But then I went professional at 17 years old, and obviously been professional ever since, and really enjoying it.
And are you a world champion at what you do?
At the moment, yeah, I am actually. So I can say that I'm a world champion.
Do you run really fast?
I've run quite fast, yeah.
Are we not back on a guessing game again?
I know, what's the guessing game?
Again?
I don't think this is my forte.
I don't think this is my forte.
When Oprah had Subo on, she didn't go, so who are you?
I feel sorry for you, man. I want to help you out.
Okay, so, Becky, who do you think your guest is?
It's some kind of sportsman.
Mm, yeah, have is a guess.
Are you a cricketer?
Cricketers can't run fast.
Oh. Are you an
They're
athlete?
Not known for running fast. Yeah.
An athlete?
Of some sort, yeah.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know anything about sport.
Just have a guess.
Linford Christie.
No.
He runs fast.
I'll tell you who it is. Your guest on Becky is... Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, my God.
So you're not going to talk to the powers that be and get my season ticket taken away after that shambles, are you?
So now you know who it is, Becky. Carry on.
How's the football going?
It's not too bad. It finished on a bit of a sour note, but and luckily I've not been able to play for England the last game, so for injury. So other than that, it's been good.
And how are you getting better?
Yeah, I'm getting better, getting lots of treatment and stuff off the physios and getting massages, so yeah, getting better slowly.
What are you doing when you're not playing then? Do you just sit at home and watch TV?
No, I've got two kids, so I just do loads of stuff with them and just chill, really. Obviously, I do watch a bit of car crash TV as well on the soaps.
What are you up to at the moment?
Ask him what he watches.
What do you watch?
Follow up.
Oh, right, sorry.
What
do you watch on TV? What are your favourite shows?
Now Big Brother started, I'm back into that. EastEnders. And any kind of thing like real life rubbish TV, like Peter Andre and Katie Price.
Oh, that is good.
I watch stuff like that, I love it.
Was that rumour a few years ago about you injuring yourself when reaching for the remote control? Was that true?
No, it was another one of them shocking... untrue stories. Yeah.
Surely it wasn't made up.
Yeah, it was one of them made up stories that it becomes true in the papers for some reason.
Do you know what you do now, Becky?
What?
You say, so what's your latest project? And then that allows him to talk about what he's doing.
Yeah, because we always have to be prompting something or promoting something,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, what's your latest project?
Other than football, I've got an online magazine called Number 5. What you can go on to on RioFerdinand.com and have a good look at it. It's got loads of people on it, 50 Cent in it, Duffy, Mickey Rourke, Cristiano Ronaldo doing loads of skills, fashion, lifestyle, TV, music, loads of stuff. Have I sold it well?
Yeah, sold
That's
it.
Really
well
good. Do you know what? It has sold it because it's made me think that I might look at it because it's not just football. If there's other stuff on there, it sounds good.
There's a very good picture on there of you looking like Alan Sugar in a massive... in a massive boardroom. Is it?
Yeah.
With Manchester Town Hall in the background.
Yeah, I'm actually, funny enough, in that room again. I'm in that room again where that picture was taken, so doing some more stuff for the magazine at the moment. But that seems to be our office at the moment.
I think we should probably pick it up from here, don't you?
Yeah, keep going now.
If you could, please.
Well done, Becky.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
brilliant,
Rio.
Becky. Well done, Becky.
Thank
brilliant.
That's it for Becky. Right. I won't be recommissioned. I was going to say see you next week, but I think that's a bit hopeful.
Yeah. How do you rate Becky as a celebrity interviewer? Yeah?
I thought she was good that when she came from the asking that what kind of trousers you wear, what sports do you do, and stuff like that. She was good. You could tell she was a novice, though.
It's not her forte, is it?
I don't know if it's. I don't think she can call it one of her.
I don't think it is.
Now she's a chat show host. Are you going to add her to your list of celebrity contacts?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
So who's in the first issue then? On the online magazine,
50 Cent on the front cover. He's the main guy on that one. Duffy's inside. We've done a great interview with her. Mickey Rourke. We've done a great interview with him. Who's obviously done the rest of the film and got a few films coming out. Cristiano Ronaldo just takes us through what's made him the best player in the world, skills wise. That's the freestyle stuff.
When Cristiano Ronaldo takes you through the skills, are you trying them as well?
I can do them.
Can you?
No. I'm a defender. I try and stop people doing skills like that.
So have you been calling around everybody you know then, saying, excuse me, you can have an interview?
I'll be honest with you, a little bit, but then I've got a great team around me who kind of take all that stuff and kind of ask the questions that are a little bit hard to ask for myself, and they go and get the talent, as people call it.
I'm hearing a rumour that there might be a Michael Jackson interview next.
Yeah, I spoke to him on the phone. I got it in writing from him that when he comes over, that he's going to come and sit down and have a chat with us. That'd be good.
You spoke to him on the phone?
Yeah, it was just the most surreal moment I've ever had, speaking to Michael Jackson, who was the first album I ever had and stuff, and love his music and stuff. So.
Talk me through that conversation, please, Rio.
It was just weird. It was just the maddest thing ever, and I was thinking, listen, someone's winding me up here, but I said, hopefully when he comes over, it'll be good to sit down and chat to him.
How did you get Michael Jackson's number?
I know he's manager who's looking after him when he comes up, so it was just a weird kind of coming together, really. So it was crazy.
Is he in your phone now?
Yeah, he's in my phone book. Yeah,
that is hilarious.
Do you have to hide what you put him in under? Because surely you can't put him in under Michael Jackson in case your phone goes missing.
No. He's in as Michael Jackson, formerly of the Jackson 5.
Is he?
Because you have to do that with your phone, don't you? Because you've got Rav Singh off Crime Watch in your phone. So you have to put him under a different name.
Yeah.
We could do some swaps if you want. I might have some people in my phone, and maybe you could swap.
Yeah. I'm not into giving out people's numbers. That's not my game.
Oh, yeah, but you haven't heard who Scott's got on his
right.
phone yet.
Who have you got there? Of any note, who have you got?
Right, I'll swap you, right, Jacko's number,
yeah,
for David Hasselhoff.
I don't want that number.
Oh. Barry Chuckle.
I don't know about that, mate.
He's a really nice man, is Barry Chuckle.
Rav off Crime Watch.
It's not my game.
All right, I tried. So is this going to be your thing when you finally quit football? Is it something you're going to do more of?
I don't know. Some days I wake up thinking I'd like to go into management if given the opportunity. This will hopefully will still be going by then, and will be successful, and it will sustain itself. But yeah, doing this online magazine, I mean, it's free. That was one of the biggest things for me, that it's free and it's interactive. There's videos on there, not just about words. So that's one of the pulling points for me. So. But again, I might find something else. I've got a charity, Liberty Foundation, that I'm setting up with the government at the moment, and so that will take a lot of my time when I finish, I'm sure.
Can I just ask you, what is the first question you will ask Michael Jackson when you finally get that interview?
He's obsessed.
Sorry, I didn't want to get back to this, but I'm fascinated.
I don't know. I think somewhere in the conversation I'll be asking to do the moonwalk for me live. I need to see it live in front of my own eyes. So that'll be a big thing to write home about.
And you know who to call if you do need any help with the celebrity interviews? Becky.
Becky, yeah. Becky, you'll be the first portal call. Yeah.
I'm always around.
Good. Thanks very much for talking to us, Rio.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, Becky. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
Cheers. Bye. What's Becky's forte?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Yeah, it's back on for Monday. Let us know how you score on 81199.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Good one today. Should we start by a trip to Stupid Street?
Yeah, let's start with that. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, what's the curtain?
You know cricket?
Yeah.
Is it on at the moment?
Yeah, big time on at the moment.
Were you on TV doing cricket over the weekend, or was that football?
No, I was on TV doing football over the weekend.
Oh, I get the two mixed up.
How did your fake tan moisturiser go down? Did you look good or a bit pale?
I don't think I look pale.
Did you get it in time for
yes,
the TV?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Are you wearing tinted moisturiser today?
Well, it's still on, isn't it? Because then you have the makeup on.
Well, you've
as well.
Not washed since.
No, I have washed, but it stays in, doesn't it?
Mm. Anyway, you know cricket.
I think the makeup's now gone. I don't think I've got any foundation on anymore.
Look at me. No, it's fine. Anyway, cricket's on at the moment.
Yes.
There's lots of terminology in it, isn't there?
There are lots of different words.
Give us some examples.
What, like LBW?
That's the one I was thinking
no
of.
No ball, wide.
Yeah. What does it stand for?
Leg before wicket.
Everyone knows that, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they?
I would have thought so.
On Stupid Street?
Oh, now.
Here's my question. How many people on Stupid Street earlier knew what LBW off of cricket stands for.
How many people did you ask?
About 10.
About 10. Do you know what? It doesn't matter how many people you asked. I'm going to say one.
One person knew what LBW means. Yeah. Becky?
Four.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do they know what LBW means on Stupid Street?
Do you know what LBW stands for?
No.
No idea?
No. Heard of BMW.
I think LBW stands for Ladies Big Waist. The love handles and stuff. If I saw a fat woman's sheet, I'd go, oh, look at that LBW.
Do you know what LBW stands for?
Is it your cricket? Is it like leg before wicket or something?
Do you like cricket?
I love it.
LBW stands for, I don't know, London Borough Wicket. Do you not know what LBW is then?
No.
What do you think LBW stands for?
Oh, I don't know, probably something rude. lettuce, bacon, watercress.
Do you know what LBW stands for?
I'm going to go for Late Night Bongo Workshop.
Late Night Bongo Workshop?
Yeah, no, there's several bongo clubs at my school and I think they're all quite popular, so it's definitely Late Night Bongo Workshops.
Can you tell me what LBW stands for?
Little Black Wellers.
I'm sorry, what?
Little Black Wellers.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
I've never heard that before.
It's definitely right.
Is that just something that you've made up, or have you heard that somewhere else?
I've heard it from somewhere else. Am I wrong?
Do you know what LBW stands for?
Left back wing.
What's that mean?
Left back wing. Like rugby.
Can you tell me what LBW stands for, please?
Leg before wicket.
Confident?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you like cricket?
Not really.
Do you know what LBW stands for?
No, not really.
Never heard of it before?
No.
What do you reckon it might stand for? What would you use it for?
Let's break wind.
Everyone, LBW! Yay!
Have you ever heard LBW before?
No, I've never heard it before, no.
But what do you reckon it might stand for?
Lick Britney's wig.
Lick Britney's wig.
Mm.
And little black wellies?
Yeah.
The bloke who said he had bongo nights at his school sounded about 40.
He did.
Is he a mature student?
Yeah. I think I'd like to have a bongo night.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of clubs at his
school. Yeah. Find out what school he goes to.
Two people knew what LBW meant. Chappers, well done.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Eric Cantona?
Yeah.
He's your hero, he is.
He is one of them.
You missed him on Friday.
Yeah.
He was here with Edith.
Yes. I know.
I love his voice.
Oh, it was amazing listening to that interview.
Yeah.
He's just so, like, his voice is hypnotic almost.
And he does make some truly amazing noises. Here's my question to you.
You aren't going to make him sound silly here, are you?
No, no, no. Thing is, once he started with the noises, it set Edith off as well. Question is, how many weird noises did Eric and Edith make during Friday's interview on Radio 1?
I'm going to say Eric made none, because nothing that Eric does could be described as weird.
None.
None for Eric, 20 for Edith.
So 20 in total?
Yeah.
Becky?
Oh, he made some amazing noises.
Yeah.
30.
Don't
feel it. I didn't do any work for like half an hour.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Edith Bowman and Eric Cantona making some noises.
Yeah, because
Oh, I could listen to him all day.
Who did the trumpet noise in that? Was that her or him?
Edith Randy went.
He was talking about playing the trumpet at one point, so maybe that's
75 noises. Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. You know Enrique Iglesias? What have I been wanting to do with him for ages?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Metal detecting.
That's it.
On the heath.
Yeah.
How on earth did you persuade him to do this?
We did it today. I finally got my chance. Hi, Enrique.
Hello, Scott.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
No, that's the beginning of the interview.
Right.
You're too excited about this.
It's really good.
Calm down.
Oh, I can't hear anything. Hello? Okay, good. I'm back. So we both had to go at metal detecting.
He's got you in a riot fluster, hasn't he?
How red have you gone?
Something happened. I couldn't hear myself at all. My question, who will be able to find the most metal in 30 seconds? Me or Enrique Iglesias?
I'm going to say Enrique, because I don't think you'd have been able to concentrate on the job in hand.
You, because you do it all the time, and I bet he's never done it.
It's my favourite.
Ever.
So,
look how he got all of a fluster. He's trying to play a clip in. Imagine actually metal detecting with him. He won't. No chance.
And also, I've completely forgotten what your answer was. What
he
was
said
it?
Enrique, and I said you.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Enrique.
Hello, Scott.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Now, I don't know whether you know this, but a long-standing hobby of mine is actually metal detecting.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
Where do you do it?
Have you ever done it before?
Actually, that's what I used to do on my days off.
Did you?
Yeah.
When was the last time you did it?
About 3 days ago.
Yeah? What did you find?
I didn't find anything.
Did you not?
This time, not the last time.
Right. You know, so it wasn't a successful one?
It wasn't successful, no.
Okay.
But I do it in Miami Beach all the time.
Do you? Glamorous. Yeah. I was going to ask you to come, like, detecting with me when we did the lottery, but we didn't have time. So, can we have a go now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. It's the Enrique Iglesias Metal Detector Challenge. Around the studio, we've placed some metal objects, some of them quite valuable. I'm going to go first. We're both blindfolded, and we each have a go at finding the objects, okay?
Oh, okay. You go first, Scott.
Because I'm good. We have 30 seconds each, okay, to find as much metal as we can.
Okay. There's a lot of metal in this studio.
Right. Here we go.
Here we go. One, two.
Anything?
No, nothing.
Anything?
Nothing. There's a lot of metal here. If you don't find anything, that's pretty bad.
Ow!
Hey?
Help me. Doing well. I am normally quite good at this. That wasn't the most successful one that I've ever done.
Right,
so that went well.
Where were you pointing it? Where were you pointing it?
All right, everywhere.
Right.
Find any.
Okay. Well, you were blindfolded at this point.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't sound that... When he found out he had to be blindfolded, he didn't sound as keen to do it. I have to... There was a massive pause before he agreed.
It's because he thinks I'm a prankster.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's one word.
Here's Enrique's one.
30 seconds starts.
Is this shit going to shock me or something?
No.
You don't trust me. Yeah, leave the blindfold on.
You. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go, Enrique. Ring. It's a ring.
Just move the thing.
Shut up. He's got a pair of scissors. And he's got some keys. He's going off on the side. He's got some keys. A bolt.
Tent peg.
50 pence.
Time's up, Enrique. Wow. It's fair to say that you're way better at that than I am.
Yeah, I actually, there's a lot of metal.
You obviously do go
I'm
metal.
I'm telling you, I do this on my days off.
Wow.
Thank you, Scott.
Wow, what a nice man.
It was 50 cents stood in the back of the studio.
50 pence.
Oh, 50 pence. Thought he metal detector 50 cents.
His teeth.
Did you let him win? Did you?
Oh, baby. Yeah, of course I didn't.
I think you did, just to try and be friends with it.
Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.